Continuing with the principles and the rules about the conduct in a Beis HaKnesses and laning, the Mishnah tells us here in number 6, Mishnah Vav in Perek Dalet, Katan Kori BaTorah. A katan can lane in the Torah, umetargim, and he can also serve as a translator. However, it's not ideal, so today that's generally not the practice. Aval eino poris al shema ve'eino lefnei over lefnei ateva. However, he can't do the baruchu, and he can't be the chazan, because he is not a gadol, so he can't be motzi, he can't fulfill the obligation for other people. Pocheach. Pocheach means somebody whose clothing is torn. So he, poris al shema, he could be the chazan for baruchu, metargim, he could be the metargim, aval eino kor batorah. He can't lane, eino lefnei over lefnei ateva, he can't daven for the yamad, because it's not bakovedik. It's not honorable. That person can't represent the community to serve as the shaliach tzibur if he's wearing, unfortunately, tattered clothing. Ve'eino nos eskapov, he also can't duchen. Suma, a person who is blind, poris al shema, can be the leader for Baruch Hu, umetargim, and can also serve as a metargim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol shalara ma'oros miyamav, eino poreis al shema. Anybody who has not seen light in their days, means this person was blind, they're a sagi nahor, so therefore they can't say the Baruch Hu. Why not? Because the first of the two brachos after Baruch Hu, the second one is Avarabba, the first one is Yotzer Or. It's the bracha for lights. Rabbi Yehuda says, how could somebody make that bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros? But we don't paskin that way. Why? One suggestion could be that even though the blind person himself doesn't enjoy the benefit of light, which is something that we should recognize and not take for granted, he benefits from the fact that other people have light. So when he's walking in the street in broad daylight, other people, because they have light, they can see him. And if they see that he's walking near something dangerous, they can yell and say, hey, be careful. And therefore, he also indirectly benefits from the light. Kohen sheish biyad of mumin. We move to talk about the laws of duchening. A kohen who has mumin, that means he has blemishes on his hands, lo yisos kapov, because in the antiquity, in original times, the kohen would duchen and they didn't put a talus over their hands. So their hands are the resting place for the shechina kivyachol when they're giving the bracha. And if they have some kind of disfigured fingers, so then that could be a distraction for people. They would look at the fingers and also not pay attention to listening to the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af mishayu yodav tzivuos istis. Also, if somebody had color on their hands, ufua, some kind of ink or paint, lo yisu es kapov, you shouldn't duchen waim ibnei sha'am mistaklimbo, because people will stare and they won't pay attention. And they're not going to pay attention. They're going to have a hesach hadas. Instead of thinking about listening to the bracha, they're going to be paying attention to his fingers. However, the Gemara discusses the fact that let's say in a local town, the kohen was a painter, so he always had paint on his hands. So that wouldn't necessarily be a distraction for people, because they're accustomed to the fact that he has paint on his hands. And in that case, because that's the way that this person is normally, so it wouldn't be anything unusual, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue. The whole concept of the kohanim blessing the people is really incredible. The kohanim are serving as a conduit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha to come into the world, and therefore we learn from this Mishnah that it's important for people, when they are listening to the Berachas Kohanim, to think about that, to have a kavana, not just to listen to the words of the kohen, but to realize that message that the kohen is bringing the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and delivering that to every single person who is standing in the shul.